Today's Read to Lead is different than nearly anything I've written. I really want feedback and have one supposition and one question for you. I would like to write more about this topic here, but also in wider forums, and I'm looking for you to help me think about this. Supposition. We all know and would run from, or perhaps courageously confront or expose, an abusive parent, boss, teacher, CEO, doctor, minister, etc. We know well the behaviors they engage in. They don't admit fault, never apologize, blame others for their mistakes, punish others, embarrassing them, firing them, defaming them, gaslight others, making it look like the other's perception of reality is completely unreal. They pretend they know things they don't. They will at times directly lie about what they've said or done. They act like they are smarter than everyone else, and they take credit for work is not theirs. Question. Why would we tolerate, I assume the vast majority, tolerate but don't support these behaviors when they are the behaviors of the most powerful leader in our country and arguably in the world? Republicans, please listen a little more. Two important points about my question. I am a Democrat, and to most of us, Trump's behavior is obviously wrong. But I decidedly do not want Dems to join with me in a chorus of woes and condemnation of Trump. There are plenty of blog sites to do that. Resist the urge. Instead, two, I'm really trying to be rational about this. And my point is not to put Republicans on the defensive and Dems on the offensive. It is honestly to ask, should we justify these behaviors that we would almost certainly condemn in any local area of our lives when they occur at this highest level? To put the question differently, under what circumstances, local or presidential, is it good or even just acceptable for a leader to act in this fashion? Have you seen it in a CEO or a governor or a pastor where you would say, sure, it's not the greatest, but it's necessary and defensible? Like all of you, most of whom are American, but many are not, I care very much about our country's leadership and also care so much about what we think about leadership, how we talk about leadership, what's acceptable, when, and by whom. I hope you can help me advance that inquiry. My preference is that you use the comment button here, but I'm happy for you to reply privately to me with an email to dan@leadingx2.com on the question, which I repeat one more time. Why would we tolerate, I assume the vast majority don't support, these behaviors when they are the behaviors of the most powerful leader in our country? I thank you in advance for engaging with me on this so important question as we all strive to lead with our best.